Not every Castle Flavor radio show is about marijuana. During one show, we wanted to raise the issue of alcohol and university students. So we interviewed Chris Sullivan from the Center for Addiction and Mental Health to talk about this.
I'm interviewing Chris Sullivan, who is from the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. He is the senior program consultant there. So we're going to go to the phone for a live interview. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Good evening. Good to be with you.
All right. Okay, we're live on the air now, and I'm reading over a press release here where it says, heavy drinking among university students is a significant cause for concern, according to the First National Survey of Alcohol and Other Drug Use. The Canadian Campus Survey, CCS, released today, which was March 29th, by researchers from the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Montreal.
Right.
Now, I mean, as a student and speaking from other students, it's no surprise that students drink when they go to university and college.
Correct.
But what really is the problem here that they're trying to send this press release about?
Well, I guess the issue or the problem is the increase in heavy drinking. Sometimes it's referred to as binge drinking, but in the study that was conducted, we refer to it simply as heavy drinking, just to stay away from sort of the catchphrases that seem to creep into this kind of work. And what we're really concerned about, I guess, is really the short-term problems that many students may encounter if they drink heavily. And these things I'm talking about include certainly missing classes and having problems with their academic work and their academic performance while in university. Certainly things like hangovers, regretting their actions after, memory losses, missing classes, and also getting involved in legal problems as well. Regretting their actions I just mentioned, but also, you know, property damage, violence, being either a perpetrator of violence or even a victim of violence. Many people may also be victims of violence by the hand of others who have been drinking in and around a university campus. So we're not really concerned necessarily with long-term problems, that is, you know, once students leave university and begin their careers, but it's that short term that we're trying to raise awareness about while they're in university. They don't, you know, you don't get too many chances to do things over again. And so this study was the first of its kind of a national focus. And I guess we're trying to raise awareness around the issue that, you know, heavy drinking is a concern, and for some people it can be it can cause a lot of problems.
So what is there that, like, actually the awareness is going out now, but what else can people or parents do? Because I've seen a lot of beer ads. They're saying drink responsibly, and they're putting the posters up. They're saying they're trying to put the message that, you know, if you're going to buy a beer, at least drink responsibly. And are the students getting the message, or are they just increasing their intake?
Well, you know, for many students, university is really a time when they're probably away from their family, away from their parents for the first time. They're in a new community, perhaps. They're with other students in the same position, and increasingly they're becoming younger, and in a few years, you know, many of them will be, many first-year university students, for example, will be only about 17 years old when they eliminate, finally, grade 13. And, you know, many first-year students come to university already having experience with heavy drinking. This is a behavior that really is initiated in the latter years of high school, grades 10, 11, 12. It's not something new that university students, first-year students, begin once they arrive. It's something that they've had experience with before, and it's certainly, we know this from other surveys we do with high school students, that certainly heavy drinking or binge drinking is something that the older students anyway begin to experiment with, and even more so once they get to grade 12. So this is something that, you know, they've learned before. When they get to university, there may be more students involved in this kind of behavior, plus the fact when they're away from their initial environment, away from parents and other kinds of people who are important in their lives, it's very easy to fall into this this pattern of behavior that, well, I want to be part of a crowd, I want to fit in early once I get to university, and it may seem to them that, well, everybody is drinking and drinking heavily, and if I want to be, you know, socially accepted, perhaps even socially attractive, to drink and drink heavily is what I need to do. And it can be devastating for students if they don't really have frankly, the experience in drinking and drinking heavily. And it's some of those students that we're really concerned about who may get themselves into some problems if really, you know, they're maybe going far beyond their experience.
Well, I know from personal experience, I mean, not my personal, but like as friends-wise.
Yes.
When they left high school, they were like, you know, skinny, you know, guys who didn't drink, they didn't really smoke or anything.
Sure.
2 years into university and college, these guys have beer bellies. They're like heavy, heavy drinkers. They're really, like, they gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
There are tons of smokers. You think it's the university kind of atmosphere? Is it something there that a place of higher learning is just going to influence somebody to drink and binge drink? Is that the deal?
Well, there certainly are influential factors. I mean, I just talked about a couple of them. One is certainly being away from home,
right?
For the first time.
Yeah.
You could be in a new town, a new province, some people even a new country. You're around other people who are doing the cooking for you. If you're eating, you know, on or off campus, you're eating probably
fast food and
pizzas and burgers and fast foods and things like that, for sure. And when the weekend comes around, or maybe even early as Thursday night, if you're going to go out and drink heavily, well, you know, certainly alcohol has a lot of calories in it, for example, and that can certainly contribute to weight gain if you don't have a lot of experience with that. It happens. I mean, why not? I mean, it's an opportunity to maybe, you know, break away from yourself, if you were, when you were back in high school. And, for some people, you know, temptation is there. And drinking responsibly is maybe a message that I don't think enough universities, and maybe not even enough high schools, frankly, are talking about. Now, it's hard for high schools to talk about safe drinking because, generally, you know, the students are underage, so...
Yeah, they're under 19.
Right. Yeah. So many high schools struggle with this kind of message. You know, do we tell kids to drink responsibly? And then another part of their brain says, well, you know, they shouldn't be drinking in the first place. So maybe parents should be talking about that, you know? But many parents, you know, don't know how to approach the subject either. You know, for many parents, for many families, it's a very difficult area. It's much like sex education, you know?
Yeah, sex and the same marijuana kind of idea and smoking.
Parents, I often hear from parents who say, well, you know, gee, you know, I don't know how to talk about, I don't know how to raise the subject. I used to think that, if I didn't talk about it, everything would be okay. And my son or daughter would find out from his or her friends. And, you know, in my day, I never drank anyway. So, of course, my kid's not going to drink either. I mean, a lot of parents are afraid to engage their kids in dialogue and are often afraid to find out the truth. And sometimes they're afraid of just, or maybe even afraid's not the right word. Maybe they're just unaware of where they can go for information, resources to find out about responsible drinking, safe drinking guidelines. What would be an acceptable or safe limit for someone to drink if they are in fact a drinker? And universities, for example, it's a bit different because here students are generally a bit older. They're considered adults by many universities, if not all universities consider their students to be adults, even though they may be young in some cases. But they're generally considered and treated as adults. And, you know, they're on their own. They have to look after themselves. No one's going to hold their hand to and from classes. You know, they're treated like adults. And the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, the agency that I work for, which is a provincial agency here in the province, has put out recently... what are called safe drinking guidelines. And this is done in conjunction with family medicine in Ontario, the College of Family Medicine in Ontario, as well as the Ontario Public Health Associations. And these guidelines are, first of all, for people who drink. They're not for people who don't drink. And the numbers look like something like this, that if you're a drinker and you want to sort of drink within a safe limit, safe range, and minimize the risks that alcohol, you know, may have on you and your behavior, that is to drink no more than 2 drinks a day.
Yeah.
And if you're a man, no more than 14 drinks in a week. And if you're a woman, no more than 9 drinks in a week.
All right, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, I have to cut this short, but if there's any parents out there or any students want to get more information, who should they call or where should they check, any websites or what?
Well, a good website to go to would be our own website, and that's www.camh.net.
Okay.
That would be a great resource to for people to fish around of and see the kind of resources that we have available, and as well as a number of phone numbers on there for offices such as the Kingston office where I work and other offices around the province where people can call and speak to someone to get advice around around drinking and issues about how to talk to their kids about that.
Okay, I think the phone number is 1-800-463-6273.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.